What we have been doing is to minimize the waste during the process of cleaning coal. And the cost of cleaning coal increases drastically as the particle size decreases. Coal particle becomes finer. So many coal producers have been discarding them in various forms of waste. One form of waste is a fine coal impoundment. And what the impoundment contains, coal, ash, and water. And Virginia Tech has developed about 10 years ago, also under funding by DOE, a method of separating ash from coal. So some companies are using this technology commercially for more than 10 years. And then we had a problem of separating water from the cleaned fine coal. Finally, we came up with a solution.
And so this centrifuge would remove water, and it would come between the mining of the coal and the use of it in a power plant, for example.
Yes, yes.
And how big is this thing to be able to wrap enough coal, spinning it up fast enough to be able to get the water out?
Oh, this the commercial unit is handling about 600 gallons per minute.
So a slurry?
Yes.
And so the slurry would, in theory, then get pumped in automatically into the centrifuge? Or where would the supply of the slurry come from? In other words, if you were a coal processor, what would the operation have to be like?
Let's say you have a coal processing plant, and they will be generating a waste stream. And that waste stream contains coal. And that coal goes directly to the impoundment, waste pond. Now they can intercept it, and they can do two things. One is remove the ash by using the technology Virginia Tech has developed more than 10 years ago. And then you have coal and water left. Then that coal-water mixture is sent to this hyperbaric centrifuge. Then you remove the water. What is left is dry coal, which can be sold.
Or it could be turned around and burned again in the same plant, right?
Well, coal cleaning plant is not burning coal. Their job is to produce coal and send it to power plants or coal manufacturers.
And is there any difference between the energy that one gets from the reformulated coal from this process and the coal that comes out of the ground?
No, they are the same. In fact, the coal from the waste is usually of higher quality.
And does this solve the slurry problem? There have been slurry spills that have taken place outside of coal towns. I happen to live in Kentucky for quite a long time, and there were always slurry spills. You know, impoundments would break free. And would this help to solve some of that problem as well?
Absolutely. I remember in year 2000 in Kentucky, I think it is Ennis, Kentucky, there was a spill. And I think Congress appropriated some money to find out why this happened. But they didn't appropriate money to solve the technological problem. So we developed this method. So with this technology, I think coal companies can do two things. One, you can go to the impoundment, start recovering that coal. In other words, you can produce saleable coal from the waste. And then second thing they can do, is to go to the source and intercept the waste stream that goes to the impoundment, and then remove the ash, remove the water, and start selling the coal.
Once this device, this hyperbaric turning machine, this centrifuge is commercialized, what is the cost factors? Is it going to cost $1 million? Will it be economic to do this process to get the dry coal?
Yes, I think this is very economical. Even today, there are ways of squeezing the water out of the coal slurry, but they are too expensive. One is evaporating the water by applying heat, but that is too expensive. And there are other techniques like high-pressure filters, but the capital cost is too high. The maintenance cost is too high, but this is low-cost option, but it works as well as the other more expensive version.